My name is Michaela Jordan Murray from Catskill, New York, and you're listening to WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live
90.7 FM
WGXC, Acre Catskill Hudson. Today, I'm your sound engineer. Oh, geez. DJ Cola, your sound engineer. And I am joined with
Jerome
and
DJ Sosa.
And today, we got a little bit.
Life's a beach, and now you can edit your photos there too with Adobe Lightroom. If a photo bomber crowds your shot, it's easy to remove
them. But today we have a Jeopardy game, so we're gonna see which DJ is the better DJ.
So.
When it comes to the knowledge, when it comes to the competition,
so.
We got four categories: mental health and clubhouse, Dragon Ball, working out, and fitness.
Rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first.
First, I'm gonna explain the rules real quick. If you get a question right, you get all the points. But if you get a question wrong, you will lose half the points. So if you go for a mental health and clubhouse for 100, get the answer wrong, you're going down 50 points. And then the other person will have an opportunity to steal that from you as well and get all that points.
What if they get it wrong too?
Yeah.
What if they get it wrong too? Do they lose though? Or do they just not get the points?
They get negative 52 and then you go back. And they're not going to... The way stealing works is it's going to go back to your turn since it's only two people. And then if you heard that one, you think you got it, go for it.
But
rock, paper, scissors for who goes first.
Rock, paper, scissors.
We got the Jeopardy music going. So he's going first. So your team won, right?
That's mm-hmm.
So what would you like to go for first?
NBA 400.
Which NBA player goes by the nickname Black Mamba? I mean, it's 100. Come on, guys.
Oh, my God.
It's NBA for 100. The hundreds are easy.
Kobe Bryant.
See, that's why they're low risk, low reward. And I lied. If you get a question wrong, you get all the points subtracted, apparently, because that's how this app works. So, yeah, you don't even have to. You don't even have to do
Does he get to go again? Or do I go? I go, right?
We're going to let you go now. Because okay. It's a 1v1, you know, intense.
See what you got. You should definitely do it for Adam.
I'm going to do NBA for 500.
NBA for 5. All right. You could go negative 500 with this. You know that, right?
Which NBA player is also a U.S. deputy marshal?
And almost became a police officer. No way, you know this is your own. You're going to go next and get this for you yourself,
okay.
Then.
Let me think, man. Also a U.S. deputy marshal?
Yep.
How do you serve as both? Like, how do you have time for that?
He almost became a police officer.
I know who it is.
Greg Oden?
Nope. So, starting off strong. Oh, wow, damn.
Wow.
Wait, well, what's happening here? Okay, so there we go. I guess it automatically subtracts it by what's there. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool app we got going.
Wait, how did they know that I got it wrong?
Because I know. I'm the one who made the questions. So, just because this one is blacked out doesn't mean it's out. You can still go for it, Jerome. Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
No way he's gonna be up this much already. How you gonna let yourself get beat like that, Lincoln? You need to make a comeback.
Bro, I'm trying to go for it. You
Which NBA crazy. Player is also a U.S. deputy marshal and almost became a police officer?
Wait, back in the days or like now?
Can't say.
Okay, Shaq.
Shaq that smiles back. We got it.
Shaq?
Yup, Shaquille O'Neal almost became a police officer. He's a deputy marshal.
Because I'm thinking he retired from the NBA.
So... We got 600 to negative 500.
It's fine.
Yikes. All right. How are you going to get your get back here?
Until the clubhouse, 400.
For 100?
400.
400. Okay. Right, I think you got this. You've been doing radio for a little bit. This one's actually radio-based.
Which
Wave Farm / WGXE announcer formerly did the news and had a voice like butter? Come on. You can remember it. Yo, why are you calling that out here? Hey, just because you're winning doesn't mean you gotta sling the insults now.
Right, what's up with you? Get him out of here.
You got this. Tap into your memory.
Come on. This has been. What's that dude's name?
Hello, everybody. I can't do it. I'm pressing.
Hey,
his
I
voice
know.
Is too good.
No, I do because I should know this. But we haven't gotten one of his announcements in a very long time. Freak.
That's not his name. Imagine I just counted that. Nah. I'm gonna be that evil.
Ding. No, bro, because it's
Should
on
we
the tip
add a
of my
new
tongue.
Rule where you can just skip it so you don't take any points negative, but you also don't get any points? We're going to add that in, though, just in case you guys want that. Just letting you both know.
That's fair.
You can back out. You won't gain or lose any points.
That's fair.
But you could also still try to get it. Yeah. See?
Call this.
Got your audio right here. DJ Shot Money has taught me well.
Well or nothing.
Those of you who are listening at home, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC. Agri Catskill and Hudson.
Today, how much was it take?
We're doing Jeopardy. Hold on.
Wait, is it?
This is why I got it. You got it this timer. If the timer runs out, you will get the subtracted points. We're gonna do a minute, so this twice.
Ah. I don't know, bro. Can I just skip it?
Yep. So he chooses to skip, and he doesn't have any points added or subtracted.
Bro. How long have you been working at Clubhouse? We haven't heard his name in mad long.
So just remember that. Oh, there we go. It is still on.
If I remember it later on, can I go back for it?
Yeah, you can go back for it, but you're not gonna. It's gonna take your turn still.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Okay. Back to the vibes. Back to the music. Jerome, it is your turn. You're still up by 1,100. I don't think you're gonna get any of these.
Oh, why didn't I go for
Dragon Ball 500?
No.
I don't think you'll get 500. You going for NBA 400?
No. I will go for NBA, but since me and my dad watched, he's a big fan of Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball Z
200. All right, 200 is a pretty easy question, but you might slip up. Who was the first character who achieved Super Saiyan 2? A lot of people say one person when it's really the other person, so.
Oh, I know the answer.
Subtracted 200. That's when I said some people say this person, even though it is not that it was Vegeta who I was thinking of. I think you got this.
Wait, but
so you want to go?
Yeah, for sure. Hell yeah.
Who is it?
But it's like, I'm pretty sure it was him.
You got it.
But I'm thinking of us from a saga where he's a strong guy. Go.
Go.
I'm giving a poker face. I'm not letting him figure it. We got the music. This is so fitting.
Go.
If you get this wrong, Drone's gonna steal that from you.
How? He already got it wrong.
You can still go back to it.
Bro, what?
Yep.
Go. Just like that film. Well, that's kind of tough, because now it's either I get it wrong or
slipped
you get
a previous answer, by the way.
Huh?
I almost just slipped up a previous answer. I almost just revealed one of the old answers to that one question.
I think.
Yep. The 400 Clubhouse.
Like, I'm genuinely pretty sure that the first
Don't
Super Saiyan 2 was Gohan.
Yep,
let's go.
He got it. Who is Gohan? I gave up on who is and what is halfway through because I got tired of typing it out.
I said Goku or Gohan.
No, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to accept that answer. I would have to make you pick between one. So
I knew it was. I was thinking Goku.
700. Still a bit of a lead because he went for that, and he really took the game from the beginning by going NBA for 500.
Yeah, no. All right. You just got a Dragon Ball question for 200 wrong.
It's your turn, Jerome. DJ, JJ. 400. Which NBA player has the most assists of all time? You know this one?
I know this one easily.
I want to give a hint, but I'll say what I'm going to say what I'm thinking after the question is revealed. John Stockton. He's up again.
I think he had the most steals.
So.
I think that's Jerry West.
This is
The logo got to have some shit.
We didn't hear that. That didn't happen.
I apologize to the nation.
Jerome was the one who started, right?
Yes.
So we're going to wrap it up. This is your question. No, we're just going to go into a music break. We're going to a song break.
Dang.
We ain't finishing the game. We're just doing a little break.
I'm gonna do one question. I'm gonna do Dragon Ball for 300.
300. You got this one.
Bro's getting cooked by
12. Who is there?
Yeah, you got this one.
Oh.
He passed away, unfortunately.
Akira Toriyama?
Who is Akira Toriyama?
What?
He's back in the positives.
Oh, Dragon Ball, yeah, I'm back as a rope.
Oh, wait, hold on. We got the... Here, you can use this one for now. We got the Dragon Ball music playing. Perfect time to do a little... Hello, everybody. Last time on Clubhouse Radio, we were playing Jeopardy. Jerome snagged the lead by taking NBA for 500 in the beginning. But now, Lincoln, DJ Sosa, is catching up. Will DJ Sosa be able to defeat this threat?
Find out next time on Clubhouse Radio.
We will be right back after a few songs.
I'm with Jennifer.
And ignore this ad, because we don't like ads. This song will be Sour Patch Kids by Bryce Vine, and we might play another. And I'll tell you, if we do, what it is, then. We will be right back.
Told me, son, you could be anything, long as you spread your wings. I know one day you'll be great. Just wait, soon you'll aim up at the sky, and I'll watch it float away. But now that I am older, I'll admit that I am over all the stress and shit that comes from molding life upon your shoulders. It's a chore. I'm sick of being bored. I'm sick of always stressing over it. I could ignore. I guess it's just my own immaturity burning through me internally. Take imagination and making it a reality. So pause. I'll be right back. Pay a visit to the past. Tell them all that I'm just asked for a second. I don't wanna worry about nothing for a while. I just wanna play around, living like a child with old tunes jamming on my Walkman and some Sour Patch Kids and a Coke can. I don't wanna think about anything at all. I just wanna run around doing what I want with a pretty tiger and a slow jam and some Sour Patch Kids and a Coke can. I just wanna go back to old school, old news, road rules, Fresh Prince cartoons, good raps, dope tracks, and I'm not trying to be on it. I'm just trying to be honest. Pack lunch, school crush, bus home and play Sonic. I have been there, I have done that, made my mark up on the town. Been stupid, I've been lucid, been a man, a Santa clown. Wow, I'm chilling, watching Rocko's Modern Living, wishing I could find a way to bring back music television. No more Jersey Shore and horror or horribly boring versions of shows from Great Britain. They're written with no vision. I'll be right back. Pay my tribute to the past. You can all just have this for a second. I don't wanna worry about nothing for a while. I just wanna play around, living like a child with old tunes jamming on my Walkman and some Sour Patch Kids and a Coke can. I don't wanna think about anything at all. I just wanna run around doing what I want with a pretty girl and a slow jam and some Sour Patch Kids and a Coke can. We'll be right back.
Get NFL Sunday ticket and YouTube TV.
Hello, everybody. We're not getting NFL tickets. Although, next time we do this, we got recommended that that will be a category. We're back on, by the way. You can come in if you want. We're back on, by the way. So, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And we're back with Jeopardy here. So, where we left off, we got DJ JJ up 800.
Boo!
But why are you talking? You got zero right now. Stop saying.
Boo!
So, we are starting with your turn because we ended with Lincoln. That's what happens when you get player one. He won the rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
You know, I'm host. For that, now you have to choose mental health and clubhouse or working out and fitness.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Oh, yeah. What? That's great.
What is it called? Because we are picking these. You can take those off, bro.
You're good. Your mic is on. You're good.
Yeah. Come on.
See?
Sorry about that, guys. That was probably inconsiderate.
Technical difficulties.
All right, so which one would you want?
It's your turn.
It's your turn.
Whatever. Mental health and clubhouse.
200. What does MHACG stand for? You got this, right, Lincoln?
Easy.
Come on, it's all over.
Whoa.
Bro's looking around the room, seeing if. I'm sorry, you
oh,
might
wait,
see.
The meaning's actually not in here.
Yeah, you might see a MHACG, but you ain't seeing a.
So it's just an easy question.
I don't know.
You want to pass this so you don't get negative points?
Yeah, I'll pass it.
All right. So would you like to steal?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
That is the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
He's making a comeback. He's making a comeback.
Oh, shit. No, I just got that. I was thinking.
I work for those guys.
All right. I mean, some mental health knowledge is maybe what we need here on Clubhouse Radio. You know, giving some education. We work out. See, we got a special way to blend the fun and the important. We got working out in here, but we also got some fun stuff, like Dragon Ball NBA and NBA basketball. That's working out, too.
Good.
For NBA? 300, the highest NBA category left. Who won the NBA MVP award in 2016?
Unanimous MVP, Curry. That was a, yeah, I need you.
That's how it happens when I Google the questions.
Working out and fitness, 300.
300?
What is a major vital macronutrient for building?
But it's simpler than it is.
Healthy sources.
Sorry.
Healthy sources to get this macronutrient include eggs, nuts, lean, protein.
What is protein? You got it right. The first working out and fitness question.
Yeah,
so now, although you did get up by 200, you got up by a little bit more. Now he's only 600 away instead of 700.
Yep.
Yeah, punk.
We got some disses. Now I'm making you go for either the mental health and clubhouse or working out and fitness.
Or you did that. I just went.
All right. You dang. I just skipped a turn. I'm the best host, guys. All right. Back to DJ JJ. We're clearing it out. How tall is a regulation basketball hoop in the NBA?
10 feet.
Oh my goodness. You gave him why are NBA questions so easy?
Because I struggled
every
to
single
pick
question
which ones
except
are hard.
The fifth one was
I know ball, man. I'm nice.
Take care.
Alright, come on, my turn, right?
Yeah, I know ball.
Right, yo, Matt, watch this. Working out my fitness, 500. Don't
Matt actually picked this question. Cool. He actually picked this question.
What percent of your muscle is water?
If you get within 10% of this question, you get it right.
What percent of your muscle is water?
Damn.
I honestly forgot this, so we're gonna have to reveal the answer for this one.
I know what percentage of your body weight or your body is
muscle?
Water, but not your muscle.
Yeah. Just muscle. Just what your regular muscle is. What part of that is water?
Is water? I feel like a lot of it has to do with lactic acid. So it's gonna have to be a high number because, yeah, I'm gonna say 75%.
76%. He was within that 10%. Within that 1%.
Yep. boy.
You're only 300 up now. He's been climbing the ranks.
Yeah, don't play with me. All
right. So now, it's up to you. We're clearing out the board now. Here. NBA completely gone. How are you going to keep up now?
Dragon Ball Z for 100.
100. All right. I mean, it's 100. It's got to be an easy question. Yep. I'm going to read it.
Just what did he say?
He got it.
Kamehameha?
He said Kamehame.
Oh, okay.
Goten actually said Kamehameha when he did that.
So,
yeah. I'm going to read it just so the audience knows.
I get it from my father.
He gets this already. This is the signature attack of the protagonist Goku in the show. This attack takes the form of a blue beam and was taught to him by Master Roshi. What is a Kamehameha? So,
yep. Oh my god, you think you're so cool.
But I mean, you're only up by 100 from that.
Right, you're only up 400 now. I'm about to. Oh yeah?
Are you gonna go for one of these?
No, because I bet you it's gonna be some crazy question. Working with fitness 400.
100, alright, you got
it. That's 400, but I'll take 100.
Don't overthink this one. This one's actually mad simple. A blank is a bodyweight exercise that consists of raising and lowering one's body weight against the floor using arms. You can read the rest if you want.
Bro.
But that's it.
That's the easiest.
I mean, it's 100. You guys are picking hundreds. Of course they're going to be easy.
What is push-ups?
Technically, it is what is a push-up. No, I'm joking.
What is it?
I could have counted you wrong for that. That would have been funny. All right, but almost forgot to count you for that one. Here we go. That would have been sick. That would have been sly. All right. Are you going to be able to catch up with this?
I'm about to go Dragon Ball Z for 500.
Five. I don't think you're getting
this. No. Don't tell him nothing. He already clicked it. You have to know.
He has to. I'm cheering for him. Getting this though.
I'm
fill the
it.
Blank. The blanks are cells generated by the most, if not all. I mean, we got Dragon Ball monologues right here. Here we go. Back in a little fine. The blank are cells generated by most, if not all, Saiyans. Influencing their power levels and ability to fight. The amount of these cells can be increased through rigorous training and intense power developments. However, blank cells naturally flourish in the hearts of gentle and calm Saiyans. Yeah, I would pass if I were you.
I don't know this question.
You're passing?
Yeah, I don't know this question at all.
Don't be Googling the answer.
I was about to, but you caught me before I could.
Alright, so we're gonna pass that. No,
I'm not. I'm not gonna steal that question.
This is Clubhouse Jeopardy.
I didn't cheat. I didn't even answer the question. No, I didn't. I searched up three letters, and he said, "Don't look at your phone." So I put it down.
I mean,
all right, come on, bro. I ain't getting no.
From now on, bro, if you're caught looking up the answers, that's a minus 500.
They are just trying to make me lose so bad.
All right,
mental health and Clubhouse for 100.
All right, you got this. What is the name of the radio show program Clubhouse? I mean, this is supposed to be the easiest question.
Clubhouse Radio.
It's on the walls, guys. Clubhouse Radio. And because we're being technical, I will also accept Wave Farm or WGXC. Because that's what gets it done. Huge shout out to Wave Farm and WGXC. You are listening to them now on Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And who just won?
Me.
All right. So we're going to actually leave it off on that and go into another song break.
No!
This is intense. See, you got to leave it on the cliffhanger for the audience. All right. Due to them wanting to keep going, you know, you got to be in accommodation. Sometimes things don't go as planned. So we're going to keep running it then, actually. Maybe we'll end off with a TED Talk, some chilling, some music then. But we're just going to keep going. These guys are invested in this game.
Gotcha. It's too competitive right now.
Right? I mean, you're only 300 away. You started 1,000.
Exactly.
That's
what I love. Exactly. Come back,
see. All right, so it's your turn. All the low points are out. No more 100s. You only got one 200 left. I think I can't actually give my opinion, but after you say which one you're gonna go for, I'm gonna say which one I thought you were gonna go for. That's the one I wanted you to. You got this.
Oh that's so easy. Shh, don't tell him. No, chill.
I'm just letting him think.
Just read it.
This former Navy SEAL once held the record for the most pull-ups done in a row. He often runs large distances and participates in many marathons.
The easiest question of all time.
If you get this one wrong, you're kind of throwing. You know him.
I probably do know him.
No, I'm letting you know. You know the answer.
Yeah, you know the answer. You just don't know the answer.
You definitely know it.
Hop into the timer.
All right, we have a contestant calling in the timer. So, if you guys want the timer, you just got to call it in, and here we go. One of you guys have to call for it if the other is taking it. Not me. You get two of these, by the way. After it gets the goes once, I'm gonna let you know that I'm gonna play one more time. So, are you passing?
You can pass and lose 0 points.
But then Lincoln's gonna get a come up because he knows the answer.
Oh yeah, I know the answer for a fact.
Do you want to pass?
You have to pass, or you could guess and get it wrong, and then you're gonna lose because. Okay. All right. Smart.
You want to steal?
What is David Goggins?
Actually, it is who is David? No, I'm joking.
I don't know who that is.
I'm not gonna be like that.
I don't know who that is at all.
Yes, you do.
Bro. I swear to God, I don't.
You don't know me, son. You don't know me, son.
That dude. Yeah, you know him.
It's the guy who says that.
Who's gonna carry the boats and the logs?
Come on, that dude.
Yeah.
He's got the most pull-ups done. So.
No, actually, that record was broken recently. Oh.
Well, good thing I said once held the record. Ha ha! Stayed in the parameters. Jerome,
the show.
You're down. You're down 100.
Wait,
you can't get 100 now. You gotta go for the bigger 100?
Points. How did you get plus 100?
I was only supposed to get.
No,
I think you're supposed to be tied.
Yeah.
Or.
No, what's it called? That was working out.
That's 200.
For 200.
And he was at 13.
I was?
No, he wasn't at 13.
I think you probably just added it already because you knew I was going to get them, but I was at 100.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Lucky,
so
you're
only 100 away. Still only 100 away.
These questions are kind of more in my favor.
Now
I like
we only
it.
Got larger.
Your category is gone.
That's true.
I was cooking.
I'm getting all three of these categories. I work for one. One is my favorite anime, and the other one I do every day, so it's like, you know. I'm in good hands.
I can't really say nothing about
it. Good.
Look, my dad, obviously my dad watched Dragon Ball Z for a minute. I don't know Dragon Ball Z for
400.
400? 500.
He might be able to steal this and take the lead. How much stronger or weaker is planet Vegeta's gravity compared to the Earth? See, I threw in some tricky ones in there.
I don't know that one's wrong.
Dragon Ball Z, gravity training is a significant thing. Some planets are naturally higher than others, and Goku started his gravity training when he went to Namek, starting at 20 times Earth gravity, and he went up to 100. So, not Vegeta the person, Vegeta the planet.
How much stronger or weaker is planet Vegeta's gravity compared to Earth? So, is planet Vegeta's gravity higher, stronger, or weaker than Earth's, and whichever one you pick, by how much? Like, times how much? 2 times, 3 times,
like,
4 times, 5 times?
Like, the moon is, like, around half our gravity or something like that. I don't know specifically. Like, Jupiter is, like, some crazy times our gravity.
I guess
how much?
No, but how much? Like, times what? That's a hard question.
Wow. This is a tricky question.
No, not like 10%.
If you get within 2, so like if you say this isn't it, if you say 999, and then the answer is 997, if you get within 2,
okay.
That's obviously not the answer. I just picked random numbers.
Go ahead. You could click pass, because if you get this wrong, you're
don't
down
forget,
400.
You can call in a timer whenever you want. That's up to you, though.
Nah, I'm trying to think. Might as well.
You
throw that timer on that boy.
All right.
He's talking that junk. Put that timer on that boy. Now you got 60 seconds.
Starting now. Once the timer is halfway done, I will let you know. We get 2 of these.
Bro,
he got it. He's in the lead.
I don't even know that question.
This is actually the same amount as King Kai's planet, if you didn't know. A little bit of a fun fact.
Because
you could still get another question and then get that one wrong and then be down. So I'm not worried.
It's
only 500.
I didn't know the answer.
All right,
we're not going until all these answers are gone. So you gotta guess it.
Let me get mental health and clubhouse for 300.
Okay.
neurotransmitters are chemical signals in the body that influence the mood. What is commonly known as
dopamine?
See, I mean, that was quick. What is serotonin?
Oh.
But I'd also accept dopamine and oxytocin because they also have happiness.
Oh my soul.
I mean, you got one of three answers. So now 200. He's closing that gap. You've been climbing still. You've been keeping your progress, but he's been closing that gap. So now, since we're up to 400, we're going to...
500? Sheesh.
If you both get the question wrong, then we're going to... Nobody gets it. It's gone. But I'm still going to make you guys guess until they're all gone, to be fair. Just because you might be minus
500. So if he gets it wrong and he guesses it, and then I get it right, does he still lose the points?
If I get it wrong, do I still lose the points?
Yes.
If I get it right? Or because if we both get it wrong, then it's just nobody gets anything. And nobody loses points? Or is it we still lose points?
If both of you get it wrong, you both lose the points.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Oh. And then it's gone.
Pick wisely, my boy. You can really just sabotage me, really, if you... I guess. Kinda, not really.
Five?
Oh my goodness, that last question.
Didn't you already pick this question?
Yeah, I already picked it, but like I passed it.
So you gotta answer. I'm not gonna let you pass twice.
So I'm saving him.
Clubhouse, nothing else, but 100? I didn't go for this one, so I can't.
Oh my god!
Lincoln already got this wrong, so if you get this wrong, it's subtracted and then gone. Oh, no, wait, he passed it, actually, so he gets another shot at this. Unless he passes it. If you both pass the question, none of you lose points. So if both of you pass, none of you lose points, though. You don't have to.
I know his first name. I know his first name. I remember the first name.
Did you hear me say it?
No, I just remembered.
When we were doing the... we got a pass. Are you going to steal?
Can I say... Does that have to be his full name?
That should count. I mean, you can...
You want it to count if he says his first name?
That should... No, not his first name.
If you get the last... If you say the first name and get the last initial.
Okay, that's fair.
Philip?
I'll accept it. It's Phil. It's close. Come on, Phil. But you got to get either the letter or the name.
Grant. Let's go!
He's now in the lead by 200. Let's he started off by 1,000 points down. Can you come back, Jerome?
Definitely not.
Wait, did you pass it?
I did pass.
Yeah, he passed, so he doesn't lose points. If he guessed and got the wrong answer, he would have lost points, though.
Listen again, big boy. Sign the contract, big boy.
See, now this might only be passing or losing. So, Lincoln, if he doesn't get any of these right, you win.
Facts, literally.
In a marathon, plus or minus two, like we've been doing with the other ones. So if the answer is 200 and you guessed 198, you'd still be right. You're gonna pass?
There's different thongs. There's a whole lot of different thongs.
There is. And if for some reason you guess how many kilometers are in it and you want to go kilometers, go for it. But like, I'll have to look that up, to be honest. Unfortunately wrong. The fall from greatness.
Even if I get this wrong, I'm still gonna leave, so I'm still...
You gonna try to guess?
Yeah. Got no choice, really.
There's 5Ks and then there's 10Ks. But I don't think those are marathons.
Those are kilometers too.
What did you say? Well, they're, you said miles or kilometers, right?
Yeah. I'm still gonna have to look up. But technically, I'm gonna reveal the answer no matter what.
I think it's 25,000 kilometers.
What was that? It's 26.2 miles.
So?
That's not... I don't gotta look that up. I don't gotta look that up, bro. That's not 20,000 kilometers. Here, we can check, though. How many km is 26? 42. Yeah, no, that's not 26,000.
26,000.
I didn't even have to check. Now, you're only
down still by 200.
You can come. You gotta get one of these right, or you just lose, bro. That's why I was scared. And like,
you can't go for Dragon Ball unless.
Because I don't know that.
You want to answer.
Come on, Jerome.
So technically, if he gets this right, you can still win.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're not getting it right, buddy. I'm sorry. This one surprised me. What year was MHICG founded? If you get in within 10 years, you'll get it right. So if it was founded in, if you say 2200 and it was founded in 2100, you know what I'm saying, whatever. We've done this a lot. Ignore that. If you get within 10 years, you get it right. So you can pretty much say the decade if you want.
Decade?
So you can say like 2010s, 2000s, 1990s, 1980s, 1960s, 1950s, 1940s, etc. That's what I would do. Because if you get in 10 years, you get it right. So if you, it's below or above in 10 years?
I would go with 2000.
I'm sorry, that's wrong. Do you want to steal and try to answer this one?
Yeah.
You do? You're gonna, if you get this, no, you already said, yeah.
You get this, he guessed they got it wrong.
Yeah, but if you also get it wrong, then.
You still get the points subtracted.
Yeah.
But I'm still gonna be beating you, so I don't care.
That's true.
Eighteen fifties.
18? Nah. Yeah. 1958. So if you guess 19. That's why I did 10 years. If you guessed 1950 or 1960, you would have gotten it right.
My God.
Or I guess if you said 1968, that also would have gotten it.
Well, Jerome, that means that... Oh, wait, no. There's still other questions that we didn't answer, remember?
So this is...
I think there's still questions that we didn't answer that we just left alone, remember? We didn't go back to them?
Oh, no. They're gone.
They're gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys went back to them.
Yeah, we did.
You skipped them and then you went back to them, like Phil Grant.
Dragon Ball Z is fun.
You'll get this right and lose.
If you get, see, if you actually.
Go ahead, subtract my 500, I think.
Yeah. So this is. The blank are cells generated by most, if not all science.
I don't know.
Wait.
You can't pass it. You can't pass it.
I'll still lose.
But you can't pass it.
If you pass it, you just automatically lose.
Yeah.
So guess. Come on, give you a guess. Something. It's so simple.
What is three?
The blank are cells generated by most, if not all, Saiyans, influencing their power levels and ability to fight. The amount of blank can be increased through rigorous training and intense power development. However, blank naturally flourish in the hearts of gentle and calm. This is something Akira Toriyama came up with, by the way. I don't know, what do you call it? Can be. The blank are cells.
I can get my. Can I get my dad in this?
You want to phone a friend?
I want to phone a friend. Cause my dad is Jack Ross.
All right.
I hope we don't answer you.
That's crazy. But unfortunately, I'm gonna start the timer too.
No, you can't do that.
I'm gonna start the timer.
You got a whole phone a friend?
Yeah.
I think I know it. But either way, I'm good.
The universe that we are in is universe 7 or 6, I forget, but the other one that isn't universe 7 or 6 has a lot of Saiyans with a lot of these. Why did I pause it? What am I doing?
They have a lot of these? You said the Saiyans have a lot of them?
The one in the universe.
Wait.
Where Champa
are from?
Wait, hold on.
You can't pause the timer.
My fault. Well, I had to think. Wait, go back.
You said I had to think.
Wait, go back.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Here, we will pause it. We're going to go back. Please. The blank are cells generated by Moses. Is that your answer?
The brain cells.
10. 9, 8.
Yeah, I was just going to go with brain cells.
It's not brain cells. Again, do you want to pass or steal? You're probably going to pass, right? Unless you want to... I mean...
Wait, hold on, because there's 3 questions, so I couldn't...
Oh, wait, you passed, though. Oh, wait, you didn't get it wrong. You said brain cells. You said brain cells. Don't even try to hide it, but you said brain cells.
If I get it wrong, then it has to be... No, I guess I
would. If you get it wrong, you would still win.
Yeah, no. I got to guess anyway. It's just because it's the last question. The blank are cells generated by most, if not all, saints. Yep. Influencing the power levels and ability... Oh, I should know this. Come on, Dragon Ball Z.
To fight. Ability to fight. This isn't something that's even mentioned in the show. Akira Toriyama mentioned this in, like, an interview or something. So, I mean, that's why it's for 500, though, because it's the hardest one.
So, but most people say the power level.
That's why for 100 it was the Kamehameha.
I was thinking because, like, I was going to do that with my strength. Maybe, or the power level can be increased.
It's not the word I'm thinking, but that word makes sense because it can be increased throughout training and stuff like that.
Is it a word?
You see. I was going
to say, like, the power level.
Is it a word?
Or the strength. That's the only thing I can think of.
What is strength? But what is strength? What is the word strength? What is this? No. Can't give the hint away. Hey. Bro, why are you dissing everybody live? You going on live shows just to diss your host and sound engineer. That's crazy. DJ JJ, the feisty DJ.
Shut up. I gotta get this right. It's the last question. It's the hardest question I've ever seen.
Well, you're still gonna win, so it don't matter.
I mean, after this, we're just gonna play music, so.
Exactly. So why do I want to rush to listen to music?
Well,
the blank ourselves
are thinking. I'm gonna give you this. Point it towards you. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio. You can call on the time, by the way. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live at 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and on Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org.
Woo!
Alright, I'm putting the timer on.
Got to, yeah.
Get 2 of these, I'll let you know when it's halfway done.
Cause you said like some weird hint that had me thinking. It was like, I don't know.
I don't think you're gonna get it.
Well,
to be fair, the winner of this is already set in stone. So this is just for style points. He's dissing everybody on live. That's crazy.
One
more timer. 30 more seconds.
Damn. Like what, bro? It's not key.
Since you win no matter what.
Key, I'm just saying key.
DJ
whatever.
JJ had a live. Key cells?
Yeah.
S cells.
Bruh.
Like, of all things, S cells, really.
Yep. So Akira Toriyama has said this. They're microscopic scales found in Saiyans. The other universe has Saiyans with a lot of SLs, which is why Kaba and them were able to transform easily. It only took one fight between Vegeta and Kaba for him to go Super Saiyan, because he was more pure and had more SLs. So with that being said, we got a winner, even though he got the question wrong, by 200 points.
The one who came back from zero.
Yeah, he was
down. I was down by like...
You were down by 1,000 points in the very beginning. That's how we started.
The first question.
So, with that being done, he has won trivia, which means he won. I mean...
I won!
Yeah! So, that means he's knowledgeable.
You have to put on some David Goggins' inspirational speech for the last 10 minutes.
First, we're going to go into a few songs.
Oh, yeah,
we can go into that. But yeah, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio. This was the first episode of Clubhouse Jeopardy.
Not my dad just answered. Wait, hold on. Can you read the question one more time?
I already know the answers.
It don't matter.
Yeah, okay.
But what did he say?
No, like, wait. 500.
Yeah.
Dad, go ahead.
Do you know that? You got to read him the question.
Read it.
Oh. The blank are cells generated by most, if not all, Saiyans, influencing their power levels and ability to fight. The amount of blank can be increased through rigorous training and intense power development. However, blank naturally flourishes in the hearts of gentle and calm Saiyans.
Okay. Say that one more time, bro.
Let me
read that one more time. My bad.
Okay. You good. The blank are cells generated by most, if not all, Saiyans, influencing their power levels and ability to fight. The amount of blank can be increased through rigorous training and intense power development. However, blank naturally flourish is in the hearts of gentle and calm Saiyans. It naturally flourishes in the hearts of gentle and calm Saiyans. Calm Saiyans and like the gentle ones, the nice Saiyans, got a lot more than the mean ones. Rage is close. In an innocent Saiyan, rage can spawn it, but the answer is S cells.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
do you want to play? You want to give it? Want to give him another question? An earlier one?
Dad, you want another question?
Oh yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Yeah, get another question.
Yeah, that was for 500.
Dad, you know Dragon Ball Z.
That was for 500.
Alright, Dad, another question.
Who was the first character? Who was the first character to achieve Super Saiyan 2? Yep, he got that right in a second. He redeemed himself. We got DJ JJ's dad coming in.
I wasn't sure if it was Gohan or Goku, because I know Goku was achieving like different levels of Super Saiyan 1.
That's why he got Goku. He got Gohan to be the prodigy. Yeah. What's it called?
I'm so sorry, guys. I literally forgot that his... Oh, my God. I apologize, radio. That could fire me if y'all want to.
What's it called? But, you know, this place is chill for the whole family. We got DJ JJ, who's in school right now. You know, he's going into the ninth grade. And we got his dad who's playing along. We got other people tagging along. And if you ever want to play Clubhouse Jeopardy, this is what I'm going to be doing for my harm reduction. So, good idea, right?
Sir. Fun. Yes, sir.
So, yeah. That is all, and I hope you guys had an amazing time. We're gonna play out to music because this has been so much fun. We haven't got to play many songs, so
literally
8 minutes left. We hope you have an amazing day, and it was great having you here on Clubhouse Radio.
Clubhouse out. Shabang bang.
Transform it. You are out of my mind. Oh, you aren't seeing my side. Oh, you waste all this time trying to get to me, but you are out of my mind. Yeah. Listen, I know this one's a contradiction because of how happy it sounds, but the lyrics are so down. It's okay though, because it represents, wait, better yet, it is who I feel I am right now. You are out of my mind. Oh, you aren't seeing my side. Oh, you waste all this time trying to get to me, but you are out of my mind. Heard you say, not today. Curtains down, window.
my side. You waste all this time trying to get to me, but you are out of my mind.
Heard you say, not today. Tore the curtains down, windows open, now make a sound.
Because I wanna fall in love without the part where we give up. I wonder if this still exists, I hope it does. I wonder what it's like, how it feels to be loved by someone who will never leave. I wanna know if you wanna be growing old with me.
So yeah.